Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for the nourishment from your word that feeds our spirits. Faith comes from hearing the word, and we want to listen to your word today. Greetings, saints. Our readings are Romans 1, verse 16 to 17, NLT. For I am not ashamed of this good news about Christ. It is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes, the Jew first and also the Gentile. This good news tells us how God makes us right in His sight. This is accomplished from start to finish by faith. As the scriptures say, it is through faith that a righteous person has life. Some translations say the righteous will live by faith. So there's some thoughts in this scripture passage. Not being ashamed of the good news. That is also in 2 Timothy 1 verse 8. In KJV, therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God. So we don't want to be ashamed of God's good news. Again in 2 Timothy 2 verse 11 to 13, this is a trustworthy saying. If we die with him, we will also live with him. If we endure hardship, we will reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. If we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny who he is. And so, if we deny Christ, then he will deny us. And when we stand up for him, he will tell his heavenly Father and angels about us. Of course, if we are unfaithful, he can't be unfaithful because he is faithful. That's just his character. The other thought in that scripture is that the righteous will live by faith. That's also in Habakkuk 2 verse 4 in KJV. Behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. It's also in Galatians 3 verse 11 NLT. So it is clear that no one can be made right with God by trying to keep the law. For the scriptures say, it is through faith that a righteous person has life. And also in Hebrews 10 verse 37-38, for in just a little while the coming one will come and not delay, and my righteous ones will live by faith, but I will take no pleasure in anyone who turns away. And so we need to stand strong, we need to trust him every day, and our faith is simply believing that he is good and that he rewards those who seek him. This thought is echoed in Hebrews 11 verse 6. And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. And so faith is simply believing God, and God is truth. It's the enemy that's the liar and the father of lies. God is truth. He does not lie. That's not in his nature. And so we just need to believe that what he says is true. That's faith. Another thought about not being ashamed of the gospel. The reason is because it is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes. The Jew first and also the Gentile. Basically, the first disciples were Jews, and Jesus did talk to Gentiles as well. That's in the gospels. And yeah, so it doesn't make any difference whether you're Jewish or Gentile. The gospel applies to everybody, no matter what your cultural background is. And in verse 17 of our scripture, it says, the good news tells us how God makes us right in his sight. Now, we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's in Romans 3:23, NLT. For everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard, because God is holy and he is perfect. And anything less than that is not good enough. In fact, in 1 John 1 verse 8 to 9, it states it very clearly. If we claim we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and not living in the truth. But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. So we have all sinned and we all do sin, but we are not sinners, we are saints. The blood of Jesus has cleansed us, has washed away all our sins, and we are now righteous. This is why we can talk to God. This is why we can approach His throne. This is why we are King's kids. We are the children of God. Because we have the garment of righteousness that He gives. There is the parable of the king giving a wedding feast that Jesus told. And the part of that I want to highlight is in Matthew 22:11, NLT. But when the king came in to meet the guests, he noticed a man who wasn't wearing the proper clothes for a wedding. If you'll remember that, the king was not very pleased and he threw that person out. That's because he provided everyone with the wedding clothes, because this was the feast where the invited guests had refused to go, that they couldn't be bothered, they were more interested in their own lives. And then the king said, no, you must find all the people in the highways and byways and alleyways. And what are you going to find there? The homeless people that don't have smart clothing, probably tattered clothing is all they've got. But at the wedding feast, the king provided every single one of them with brand new, beautiful, sparkling, clean wedding clothes. And this man didn't want the wedding clothes. He thought his own tattered clothes were quite good enough, thank you. And they were not good enough. None of our righteousness is good enough. It's like filthy rags. This thought is echoed in Isaiah 64, first part of verse 6. We are all infected and impure with sin. When we display our righteous deeds, they are nothing but filthy rags. So this is why the righteousness of Jesus is the only thing that is good enough to enable us to go to heaven. So what is God teaching us today? We need to be willing to stand up and proclaim the good news. We mustn't be ashamed of the good news about Christ. It is the power of God for salvation. That good news makes us right in His sight. That's the robes of righteousness that He gives us. And it is accomplished and finished by faith. And that faith is simply taking God at His word and acting on it. And so wear your wedding clothes, wear the righteousness that Jesus gives you. Confess your sins when you sin, because we are not perfect yet. But we are made holy, we are made righteous by the blood of Jesus, and therefore we have boldness in the throne room of God. So reach out to those around you that don't have that right to go into God's presence. They need God more than they need the oxygen they breathe. So shine your light.